Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, we left off at the bottom of, really right at the bottom line of Yud Amud Beis. We started off, we got into the conversation of mezuzahs, of whether there was a mezuzah on the Lishka Sepahedrin, and we're going to continue into discussions of the Chiv Mezuzah, primarily the Chiv Mezuzah on different types of rooms, storage houses. We got the shuls, we got the Beis Amerchatz, we get to different topics of who the owner is, a yid, a male, a female, partners. That'll be discussed the entire daf today, continuing on mezuzahs. So we left off with machlekes, the Lishkas Behedrin. Clearly, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda agreed, ultimately, there was a mezuzah there. There was a mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedrin, even though general Lishkas in the Beis Amikdash did not have mezuzahs, and that will come up again in today's daf. But the Lishkas Behedrin had a mezuzah, and there was machlekes. In yesterday's daf, we had a few different approaches how to understand the machlekes. We had Rabbah, we had Abaye, we had Father, we had Rava. But ultimately, we explained the machlekes between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum said the mezuzah by Lishkas Behedrin was a regular chiyuv deraisa. You're dwelling there for 7 days. The Kohen Gadol was dwelling there for 7 days, just like chiyuv sukkah by sukkah as well. And sukkah, if you're dwelling there for 7 days, that creates a chiyuv. That creates a real chiyuv, a chiyuv of mezuzah. I mean, sukkah, actually, I take it back. Sukkah, we ultimately decided, spoke out as far as sukkah, according to Chumim, is specifically dearest arai, and therefore wouldn't need mezuzah. But getting back to the Lishkas Behedrin, the Chum said zechiv deraisa of mezuzah, whereas the Rehuda said, no, there's no chiv deraisa of mezuzah. The reason why mezuzah is there is because people shouldn't say he's kind of being forced, and like in jail, so to speak. He's being forced to be there. The mezuzah makes it, it's the simon that he's there on his own volition. He's there, he's not being forced, not like a jail. But really, it's only a din derabanan. According to the din derabanan, the mezuzah lishkas behedrin, according to Chumim, is a din deraisa. It says the Gemara, based on that, last line, Yud Amud Beis, man tana l'hadar rabanan. Who's the tana who taught the following verse, the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph? Kolash Arab Shayusham, Lehayel Lehem Mezuzah, Chutvashar Nikner. All of the gates that were there, Rashi says all the gates that were there, the Shari Mizrach Hazara, all the gates on the eastern side, the Hazara, all the gates that were there did not have mezuzah, except for Shar Nikner, Shil Fnu, and Lishkas Behedrin. Shar Nikner did have mezuzah because inside of Shar Nikner was Lishkas Behedrin. Going as different gears, he wants to say not Shar Nikner, but Shar Mayim. But either way, the gate that led to the Lishkas Behedrin also had a mezuzah. Now, who's the author of that, of this braisa? Leim Rabbanu Valer Behuda. Let us say it's Rabbanu Valer Behuda. Why, dear Behuda? He goof a gzeira, famous lashon shas, vanan nekev nigz gzeira gzeira. If you're telling me the mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedrin itself is a gzeira, you're going to say that the chamber that leads to the Lishkas Behedrin needs a mezuzah. That would be a gzeira le gzeira. According to Rabbanu, it makes a lot of sense. And the Lishkas Behedrin itself is a chiyuv deraisa. And therefore, we add on a mezuzah to the gateway, the entranceway that leads to the Lishkas Behedrin. Says Gemara, no, not a raya. I feel the tamer, Behuda, kula chada gzeri. We can even go on according to Behuda. This price that we just quoted could be according to Behuda. That what? That not only were they geyser, Behuda, they were geyser a mezuzah by Lishkas Behedrin. It wasn't a chiv deraisa, it was a gzera that it shouldn't look like a base sayer, shouldn't look like a jail. And still, there was also a din of mezuzah on the gateway, on the entranceway, on the Shar Azara that leads to the Lishkas Behedrin. And the reason is because Kulachad Gezerah typically means when they made one Gezerah, they realized that Gezerah is not going to last by itself, so they made another Gezerah at the same time. Making a Gezerah to protect the Gezerah Darbanan, that we don't do. But if at the same time they made a full Gezerah, that works. Over here it's a little different. It's really going to be, the next part is going to be very clear. Over here it's more than that. The halacha is that a gateway that leads to a makam dira, if a makam dira needs a mezuzah, the gateway, the entranceway that leads to the entryway to the chatzar, or the opening that leads to that residential space, also requires a mezuzah. That's an actual chiv in and of itself. So once you're saying that you're making a gzeira, that you're putting a mezuzah on Lishkas Behedrin, that shouldn't look like a base of sir, it should be demonstrated that it's a makam dira, it's on its own volition. So included in that is any gateway to leading to the area also needs a mezuzah. It's not so much kulachad gzeira. It was part of the gzeira. But once I'm treating the Lishkas Behedrin like a residence, so any entranceway leading to the residence needs a mezuzah. It's all part of the gzeira. It wasn't like the Rabbanan at the time the gzeira said, if I make this gzeira, I have to make that gzeira as well. It's all part of the same gzeira because that's the halacha that an entranceway leading to a regular house needs a gzeira. I mean, Rabbi Yaakov explains that's behind our Gemara, but it's really going to be literally black and white the next Gemara, this idea that an entranceway to a house, even though that itself is not a residence, it leads to a residence, and that requires a mezuzah, as the Gemara says, Tanah Abanan.
Maybe another idea.
Sorry? Yeah?
You have to have it on the shahr, because otherwise the Israelim would not see it. this is a way for the Israelim to see.
Yeah, but for that I can answer you that if they don't see it, then they don't know. The whole issue is those who see will think he's there against his will. Manavshach, you're taking the worst of both worlds. You're saying the Israelim wouldn't see him in the Shkiz Mahadrin. They wouldn't see the mezuzah, but they would know he's there, but not see the mezuzah. Right? I hear. I'm saying it wouldn't be such a concern, because if they didn't see him, then wouldn't have been an issue in the first place. I hear. Okay. Tana Batim. Bisharecha. Says in the Pasuk Bisharecha, Echa Sharabatim, that comes to include, you need to put the mezuzah on the gates. And gates, the Me'iri says the drush here, is from the plural Lashna Bisharecha, on your gates, which is plural. Echa Bisharabatim, Echa Sharachavatiris, Echa Sharabadinas, Echa Sharayoras. Whether it's the gate to a house, the gate to a courtyard, a gate to the Medina, the country, a gate to the city, Yeshben Chavis Mitzvah, very interesting Lashon. Yeshben Chavis Mitzvah Lamakam. They all have a Chiev of Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, which Mitzvah we're talking about, the Mitzvah Mezuzah, Lamakam to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just funny, just could just say Yeshben Chiev Mezuzah. Picks a poetic lesson. Yesh b'mchiyev mchayves mitzvah lamakam. This chiyev mezuzah in all these places. Meshum shenemer chsavta ma mezuzahs beisecha uvisherecha. Like the pasuk says, you should write the mezuzahs on the mezuzah. You should write these parshas on the mezuzahs beisecha uvisherecha. So we're saying all these gates, all these openings have a chiyev. So this is very clear. What we were just quoting a minute ago from Ben Yakam. It's really this gemara that the entrance way to a place that leads to a residence also needs a mezuzah. So it's a simple chiyuv. Now there's an interesting machlekes in Lamdas in the it already comes up in the Rishayim, but certainly in the Achrayim the Me'iri really discusses it, and the Rebbe Balam brings an opposing view for the Rush. This chiyuv that I was saying for this area, let's call this base shar, this Shari Arayas, Shari Chatzeres. Let's call it Shari Chatzeres. Is it the pshat that since this Shar Chatzer, this entrance way to the Chatzer, leads to a place that is a dwelling, so it itself gets a status of a makam of residence, and therefore has, so to speak, its own chiyuv mezuzah? Or is the pshat that no, the chiyuv mezuzah is because there's a residence there, and this is ancillary to a residence, and therefore it's a chiyuv mezuzah? Is it an egen chiyuv mezuzah, like it becomes like its own status of residence, or is it because it's servicing a residence and therefore needs a mezuzah? So just to point out who says what, the Me'iri says that the area is simply because it leads to a residential makam of dwelling, not because it itself has that status, because it leads to it, so it gets a chiyuv like as like kind of ancillary to the house. Whereas the Rabbi Malin learns that the Rush held that no, that in the Rush held that it itself has a status of residence because it services a makam dira, it becomes as a shei makam dira itself has that same status and it has its own chiyuv mezuzah. Again, practically speaking, we say they're both chiyuv mezuzah, but in Lamdas, how it works, I'm sure there can be nafkminas, but in Lamdas, we're making a chiluk whether it's its own chiyuv or it's kind of deriving it from the residential area. Says the Gemara. That's good diak. Very good diak. Very good. Ephraim's saying that the pasuk says mechsavtam mezuzahs beisecha uvisherecha. We're making a drasha that there's a chiyuv of visherecha. That would be mashma like we're saying for the Rush, that it's this egen chiyuv. It's not coming from the bias. Very good diak. Says the Gemara. Amalei Abayi Reb Safra. Hania buli de mechuza, my time ale avdulu rabbana mezuzah. These ibule, these gates of the town of mechuzah. We just established that gates to a town. Also, if it's gates to a town and the town leads to makam dira, it needs mezuzahs. So why were there no mezuzahs on the? Why was there mezuzah on the gates of the town of mechuzah? Amale. So Rav Safra answered back to Abaye, Hanu chizik la'akrot kuvi hudavdi. This entranceway, the structure that was made there was not really to form a doorway, an entranceway, which is chayav mezuzah. The structure that was there was to support the tower that was above it. Since it was there as structural support, it wasn't there for the actual as an entranceway. Therefore, it's not chayav mezuzah. Ask the Gemara by says still, va'akr de kubi gufa by mezuzah. Akr de kubi gufa. This akr de kubi itself. This tower itself should need a mezuzah. Why? To ispe dir l'shem beis asurim, because it had a residence for the shem beis asurim. Apparently, there's a jail right nearby, and the shem beis asurim took up residence in this tower itself. And we learned that time later, by base kesa sheis beis dira the chazan hakneses chavis mezuzah, a base kesa shul that has a makam dira for the chazan hakneses is chayiv mezuzah, because there is someone living there. Even though base kesa is not a place of living really, but it's since there's a makam dira, a place of dwelling for the chazan. Chazan as context, by the way, doesn't necessarily mean what we call chazan. We call chazan the bal tefila shliach tzibur. Chazan over here typically means like the shamish of the shul. By the way, it's a place where the chazan hakneses resides, and if it's chayiv mezuzah, so too this tower. If the Shemer Beis Asayer, if the jail watchman is residing there, that itself should require a chiv mezuzah. So you tell me samachai mezuzah, the entrance underneath it, because it's really just more for structural, for support, than for entrance. But the binyan itself should need a mezuzah because it does house people. Elam Rabbi Abai says, you're right. The reason why mechuzah there was no mezuzah was a technical issue. Says Gemara Mishum Sakana. It was a sakana, meaning we're having a mezuzah there would have led the guy would have been very suspicious. Why are you putting up on the entranceway to the city these amulets? You're doing something suspicious, and they're going to find them, and they're going to make issues. That's why there wasn't mezuzah. Meaning, make your there should have been mezuzah there. It wasn't there because of danger. Says the Gemara. The time we learned the Baisa mezuzah yachid nevdekas paim v'shavua. The mezuzah of a yachid should be checked twice every 7 years. Once every 3.5 years. Shall rabim paim v'yevil. Mezuzah of rabim with there's less achrayis to any particular person, so it gets checked twice every 50 years, once every 25 years. If I remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'is ba'aratin echad." There's a story with a certain ba'ar tav mechad shayev baidik mezuzas b'shuk helyan shetzapiri. There's a story with this. Artovin Shiloh, if it's some sort of name of a person or a type of person. Either way, this Artovin was checking mezuzahs in the upper shuk in Tzipori. Umatze Kasdar Echad, and a Kasdar was the name of the officers that were in the times of in Rome. A Kasdar found him and thought he was being busy with some sort of kishif. They not him an elf zuz, and he took from him 1,000 zuz, charged him for practicing witchcraft. They weren't practicing kishuf. He saw him looking at these mezuzahs and putting them up on the walls, and he searching them, and he made him pay a fee of 1,000 zuz. So we see that there's a concern, there was danger involved when the goyim didn't take kindly to having mezuzahs. So we're just using this whole brisa as an explanation to Abai's answer that the issue was mishum sakana. Says the Gemara, is there really sakana there? I have Amar Belazar. Shluchim mitzvah enizakim. We have a famous klal. Shluchim mitzvah enizakim. This is a big concept that's being used. It's used legabi many mitzvahs, but particularly now legabi different dangers that are going on in the world today, and whether or not there's a protection of shluchim mitzvah enizakim against those dangers. I'm talking specifically about the virus that's going around. Says Gemara, hech the kviyas zeka shiny, where there's a kviyas of a zeka, it's different. Where shchicha zeka, the Gemara is lashon elsewhere. Shchicha zeka, that's Gemara kedushas lashon over there by the person being isik and kibbutz of aim or shluchim kan and full of ladder. Shchicha zeka here, the lashon is kviyas zeka. Either way, where it's a very strong sad of danger, that's different. And over here, when the goyim are being upset about the mezuzahs, that's a strong sad of danger, and therefore the protection is not the same. Says the Gemara, the Chassid, what's the right to this? The Chassid says the pasuk, "Ve'emir Shmuel, eich eilich b'shama shel v'argeni." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shmuel a directive to go and anoint David HaMelech as king. And Shmuel said, there is a king. His name is Shaul. He's going to hear what I'm doing. He's going to take it as me being married Malchus. He's going to kill me. Now, who gave him the instructions? Who gave Shmuel the instructions to go anoint David HaMelech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's too dangerous. I can't do it. It's too dangerous. Says Shmuel, this is really quoting the Pasuk. Shmuel says, Eichel v'shama shmuel v'ekegeni, v'yayimer Hashem, egles barkati chabiyatcha v'amarta l'zvech l'sham basi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right. Take with you an eagle, take with you a calf, and if someone says, where are you going? Say, I'm going to shech the calf, and it's not a lie. Go shech the calf. Bring a calf with you, and say, I'm going to shech the calf, I'm going to make a carbon, I'm going to shech the carbon. That'll be your excuse, that'll be your disguise, why you're traveling, where are you going, and don't tell people you're going to anoint David, taka hide it. What do you mean? Why is Kashbach agreeing to Shmuel's concern? Why is Shmuel concerned? Shlucha mitzvah nezakim, teretz is, shchicha zekashaini, where there's a king that's going to hear that you're going to anoint another king who's going to kill you, so you don't say, ah, shlucha mitzvah nezakim, the klal doesn't apply. Now, 2 points in this. First of all, on this, we'll go backwards. First of all, on this last idea of shluchim mitzvah and Zakan or Shmuel being concerned. So there's a famous Rambam, Mishpana Prak. Rambam over there is discussing who could be Zechat and Nevius. He discusses the type of person, what level, but the Rambam throws in, don't make a mistake that you have to be perfect. You have to be mamish, perfect, perfect, perfect to get Nevius, because we find people of the Nevi'im that weren't perfect, they were human, and they still had Nevius. Meaning, he's talking about even within the level of Amuna, to be clear. No one's perfect. But the point is, even with the level of Amunah, one would think that one has to be perfect in Amunah to have Nevius. Rambam says, no. Why Vaharaya? Yaakov Avinu, when he was coming to meet Esav, and he was nervous about Esav not wiping me out. And Shmuel, when he went to go, when he was given directive to go anoint David, he was nervous. So therefore, you see, even though these both were Nevi'im, in those instances, only Rambam says we wouldn't be able to say this, there was to an extent, a chesaron of Emunah, and still it wasn't a steer for them having Nevi'is. As I think the Rambam in Shmuel Prakam asked the Achrayin and Bam Kasha. On both of those instances, we have Gemara that explain what they were scared about, and seemingly the Gemara is legitimized. The Gemara is saying that they had a legitimate concern. Our Gemara over here very clearly says, Shluchim Zaken, says the Gemara, when it's Shlicha Zeka, Shai, Shmaini, and the Rambam brings a proof. But Shmuel was different, the Shechicha Zeka, because he's going to give, going to carry in a mission which would be directly opposed to Shaul, and the concern was Shaul would be considered Malchus and would kill him. That's a valid concern, even in the face of a mitzvah. That's clearly what Gemara is saying. How is Rambam using it as an example of missing an emunah? As well, by Yaakov, you know, the Gemara tells us in Brachas that what did Yaakov say? I know Kadosh Baruch Hu promised me that I'm going to go over the Yarden, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be successful. But because I've done so much, maybe he was scared that maybe my averus have caused me to no longer have the merit. Yes, initially Kadosh Baruch Hu promised me, but maybe my averus took away that promise. That was his concern. So as I frek the achreinim on the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rambam, we discuss it, the Chesel Avram, Rambam Chana has a whole piece of this. Rambam Chana wants to suggest that there's different levels in the Emunah. Meaning, in both cases, there was either a promise or a directive from Hashem. The Gemara over here, the Gemara in Brachas, is explaining why that promise, why that directive from Hashem wasn't considered foolproof. They don't have to worry. Yaakov, because he was afraid that maybe Yigur Machet, and Shmuel, because Shaul is being more Malchus, is Shkicha Zeka. That explains why the promise, the directive itself, was enough. But then even strip away the promise, there's still a basic level of Emunah that everyone has to have. Without the promise, day-to-day life, we don't have promises, necessarily, and we have to have Emunah. So that level was missing a drop, that's what Rama means. And that level is missing a drop. Interesting Nakuda from Rabbi Chana explains, he's Bayrach on that, he has a longer piece, but interesting Nakuda explains Rambam, but really based on relating to our Gemara. But back to the other din. The early day, which really wasn't our sugya, checking the mezuzahs twice every 7 years. Again, our Gemara just brought that in to show that someone was checking the mezuzah and it was dangerous. He got fined because he thought he was practicing witchcraft, which is to show that there's a danger sometimes of checking a mezuzah, having a mezuzah, and that's why by the city of Mechuzah, there was no mezuzah in that entranceway to Beis Kubi. That's why the Gemara brought in that whole brisa. But in the brisa we discussed, checking a mezuzah, a regular mezuzah, twice every 7 years. Notice, by the way, it's mezuzah. It doesn't say about tefillin. We're about to discuss. We'll see why. Rashi explains, why do we check a mezuzah twice every 7 years? Rashi explains, either you're checking just to see that's still there. If someone could steal it, it could be missing. You literally check to see if it's there. Or Rashi Zatav Chad is, you're checking to read it to see that the words didn't decay, that it didn't. You check to make sure that it didn't become puzzle. So obviously the biggest nafkamina is, according to, if the issue is check to see if it's there, you just have to, you don't have to open it and read it. You just have to make sure that, especially if you have these mezuzah cases that are clear, you don't have to do much checking. You just look, you see that it's still there, not a problem. If it's about making sure the letters didn't become decayed or ruined, then you'd have to open it, you'd have to open it and read it. By the way, interesting, Pesach Shuvah brings that any person can go and read the mezuzah to check it. You don't have to have a sefer check it. Any person can read it. The first they explain, it's dafka, if it once was vetted, which almost all mezuzahs are, once was vetted by a sefer, because to know the exact way to write it, only a sefer knows that. But once it's written, any person with the eye could look at it and see if a letter or a word got scratched or was missing, that you could see, a layman could check that as well. Again, the minhag typically does not check the mezuzahs themselves. They give it to the sefer to check, but lemaisa, the Pesach Shuvah brings a sefer, a regular person could check it itself once it's already been stamped of approval, but with a sefer. Now the Pesach and Paskin that we're mechayshish for both of Rashi's reasons. So for example, checking it just that it's there is not enough. You have to open it to read it. Or another case, another afkun would be, let's say a mezuzah inside the house. A mezuzah inside in a secure area. No one's broken into the house as far as you know, and if no one broke the house, you don't have to assume that someone went to one of your mezuzah cases, unscrewed it and took out the mezuzah. Right? A secure place, you're not worried about gzela. The outside of the house maybe, but the inside of the house, l'chari not. So if the issue is gzela, you won't have to check. If the issue is that the letter somehow get worn out, then you would have to check another afkina. Lemaisa, again, like we just said, the Paiskim are chayshish for both those reasons in Rashi, and we check psayals stealing, psayals the letters being decayed, and therefore you have to open up and read it. The Chashukhan writes that even though we say twice every 7 years, once every 3.5 years, that's only in regular standard weather. In harsh weathers, harsh climate, we're very familiar with that. In harsh climates, when you get 3 inches, 4 or 5 inches of snow in the end of April, like we had yesterday, so we have to check the mezuzahs regularly, yearly. He says, check it every year. And he says further, let's say you check a few of the mezuzahs that are exposed to elements. You check 3 mezuzahs, and all 3 were kosher. If you have 6 mezuzahs outside your house, you check 3, you can't assume the other 3 are good as well. You could assume that those 3 are kosher. You've developed a chazaka for those now. They have a new chazaka. But for the other ones that weren't checked, a second one mezuzah doesn't create a chazaka for a different mezuzah. As I said, Derech HaShulchan, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings a minig that Adu Chashev, even not in harsh climates, no matter where you're living, even in other climates. And by the harsh climates, I picked very cold weather, which typically I think would have a strong effect, but even boiling hot weather as well could also have a negative effect on the it can make the ink potentially melt or crack off. Okay, but Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings the minig is to check. Adu Chashev checks every year. Interesting. I know that. Kisser Shana brings Adam Chashev checks every year, and Matt Ephraim says, when? In Elul. Every year in Elul, check the mezuzahs. Chuvas Maril, and for some people these days, they have houses of lots of rooms, lots of doors. We're not meant to put on any room that potentially has a chiyuv mezuzah. We're not making a separate bracha on each one anyway. Put them all together. We move it to the house. We're not meant to put every door. Some of these houses have 30, 40, 50 mezuzahs. It's very common. Not uncommon. It's a job. Okay. Chuvas Maril brings that some of the minutes to check the mezuzahs. Mishas Tzara. When there's a Tzara, either personal Tzara or a community Tzara, people check the mezuzahs. And lastly, Rosh Hashanah brings this a kula that our mezuzahs, or not ours, but mezuzahs that are typically these days wrapped up, the seferim wrap it very well in the saran wrap, they wrap it, they protect it, and you have sealed cases, then over the Adarava, not only do you not have to check it every year, could be you don't have to check it even every 3.5 years, because the whole reason to check it every 3.5 years, again, you have the chashash of being stolen, assuming that chashash is not negeya, and you have the chashash in a case where that's not negeya, and the chashash that maybe the letters decay, no real chashash letters are going to decay, lettuce could last for dozens of years. If it's mamish properly wrapped and stored properly, there's no reason to assume that anything happens to it, so therefore you wouldn't have to check even twice in 7 years. I don't know exactly what his guideline when you would have to check is, but you wouldn't have to check in twice in 7 years. And by the way, that's halacha by tefillin. By tefillin, the halacha really is. And so if you go to a sefer, most sefer will tell you, why are you checking your tefillin? Did something happen? Or if they're on a sefer, why are you checking tefillin? Did something happen? Or you stop wanting to check a hiddur because you're not mechuyev to check. Once you wrap up those tefillin the first time, once they get sealed up and they were checked, you could leave them forever. You do not have to check your tefillin. It's a people confuse it with mezuzah that's exposed, mezuzah has different issues, and therefore we check every twice every 7 years, so people have that same notion by tefillin, but tefillin is not true. Tefillin is kind of like what Rosh Hashanah is saying about a mezuzah that's well protected. It does not have a chiyuv to be checked twice every 7 years. Okay. Says the Gemara.
Does twice in 7 years mean you maybe you don't have to be exactly 3.5 years?
I didn't see anyone say that, but it makes sense. I've always thought that also. Like 3 years and then 4 years, right? Or is it just an easier way of saying, instead of saying every 3.5 years, it would seem along those lines. It would seem along, like you're saying, it's not exact. The fact that it says twice a year means it's not exactly 3.5 years. Okay.
People keep their tefillin in a car. Very often the cloth will come.
Correct. That's if tefillin were exposed to elements, to your point, if you leave it 100%, and my father, Zosan Gazet, was always very particular with me, he always made sure that he did not leave tefillin in the car. Right? Never leave the car because cars, the metal conducts heat. Inside the car, of course, unfortunately, we know too many stories. Cars get extremely hot and not good for the tefillin. Okay, says the Gemara. Now we have a very interesting machlekes, just a heads up, a warning. It's a little bit of a cheshbon. This machlekes is a little bit of a cheshbon. Not complicated at all, but just a cheshbon. We have machlekes, we'll lay out what's going to happen, and then hopefully we'll be able to keep hold cup easily. We have machlekes, Rav Kahana, and Rav Yehuda, about the following brises. There's going to be a machlekes and brises, essentially. There's going to be clearly brises that disagree whether or not a storage houses and the like require mezuzah. There's going to be different opinions, different not opinions within the brises, different brises that are stating different opinions, and Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda machlekes, how to interpret what that machlekes is. So let's see. Tanav Kana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Kana Tanav Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Base of Tevin, a house of straw, a storage house of straw. Base of Bakar, a barn. Base of Eitzim, woodshed. Base of Eitzis, storage house again. Patur Menem Mezuzah, Mesha Noshim, Neisibem. The Patur Mezuzah, look at the end of the Brisa. The Patur Mezuzah sounds like not all storage houses, Mesha Noshim, Neisibem. Because women make use of them. And what does it mean, my nuisance? What does it mean the women make use of them? Reichel says they bathe there. Okay, so it comes out, this Rav Kahana was repeating a brisa in the presence of Rav Yehuda. So it comes out that why are these storage houses exempt from mezuzah? Simply because the women bathe in them. Sounds like if the women wouldn't bathe in them, they would be mechayim mezuzah. So Rav Yehuda read this to Rav Kahana, Taima, the reason why it's part of mezuzah is because the Rav says because the women are bathing there, hastam chayim, if the women would not be bathing there, it would be chayim mezuzah. Not true, but Tanya, we have a different brisa that says, refes bakar p'tum mezuzah. A refes bakar, which is again, a barn, is putter, a stable, is put for mezuzah. We see stamazah, something which is used to store animals, storage, is put for mezuzah, nothing to do with the fact that women bathe there. You don't need the fact that people are bathing there. And the manu says, therefore, Rebuta argues and says, I'll tell you what nusus means. Nusus doesn't mean bathing, nusus means miskashtes. It means they beautify themselves, they put on makeup there. And adaraba, that was a maila. The fact that they put on makeup would be a reason to say, that's chayiv mezuzah in the first brisa. And yet the brisa is still saying, you're not chayiv mezuzah. Vachitani, afa pishim, and nushim, miskashtes vampaturim, says Rebuta, you have to read the brisa. That means almost opposite what you're saying. That the storage house is part of the mezuzah. And even though the women are niskashas, they put makeup there, which you think that makes like a residential usage, maybe that makes it require a mezuzah. If Viter doesn't need a mezuzah, that's if Yehuda's reading this brisa. Again, Rav Kahana was reading the brisa that the storage house are putter from mezuzah because the women bathe there. That's why. Without that, the storage house would be chayiv mezuzah. And Rav Yehuda's reading the brisa saying, no. It's putter mezuzah, even though even though they put on makeup there. Even though they put on makeup there, it's putter in mezuzah. Okay. Says Mar Amif Khan, if Khan says, Vashanash was Kashim Abturim, but are you indeed correct that a place, a storage house or a room, a chamber where women beautify themselves with cosmetics, is that indeed Pater? That's already considered usage as Chayiv, Atanya, but you're a Bryce that says clearly as such. Refes Bakr Paturim Mezuzah, Vashanash was Kashim, Chayiv Mezuzah. A Refes Bakr stable is Pater Mezuzah, but if the women are Mezkashtais in that stable, then it's Taka going to be Chayiv Mezuzah. So we see very clearly this Bryce says that being Mezkashtais is Mechayiv, so that's the way you're interpreting Rabbi Yehuda, the prior brisa. This brisa clearly is a stira. Elamayis lameimer. What are you going to say? Miskashas tanai. When a woman beautifies herself adorns herself in a storage house, that itself is a machlekes tanaim. What's mechayiv mezuzah? That's meaning you, Rav Kana, spoke to Rabbi Yehuda. You have to admit, even the way you're interpreting the first brisa, that there's a machlekes of brisas here. One brisa is mechayiv when the woman adorns herself. This most recent brisa, and the brisa I quoted earlier, Rav Kana says you're pater. According to your view, though. So you're making a machlekes b'risa anyway, so I'll make a machlekes b'risa my way. You ask me a kasha for another b'risa, I'll make it also a machlekes b'risa. L'dinami, stam, etanai, according to me also it's a machlekes b'risa. So what are the two machlekes b'risa? We have to really summarize what's going on. What are the two machlekes b'risa over here? We have, according to Rav Kana, the first b'risa holds that any plain storage house is yes, mechayiv mezuzah. It's only exempt when it's a bathhouse. If it's a storage house by itself, it's mechayiv mezuzah. The second price holds that a plain storage house is putter from mezuzah. So according to Avkana, it's machlekes prices whether the storage house is putter or mechayiv mezuzah. And according to Avkana, both prices agree that if it's in a bathhouse, it's being used for we'll see later, the Gemara is going to say, clear drush is something we just use for I don't quote the meaning, but like a bathhouse type of usage, that takes away the chayiv mezuzah. And on the flip side, if it's used for skashtes, for adorning, he's going to say both prices hold yechayiv. So according to Avkana, if a woman uses it to adorn, for sure yechayiv. If it's being used for a bathhouse, again, the case doesn't have to be women. If it's used for a bathhouse, for sure it's putter. And stamazah, a regular storage house, is machlekes b'risas. First price says storage house is chayiv. Second price says storage house is putter. That's Rav Kahana's approach to the various b'risas. Rav Yehuda's approach to b'risas is different. Yehuda holds that all b'risas agree stam storage house is exempt. There's no b'risa that in a storage house is chayiv. The machlekes is, the first b'risa says you putter even from mezuzah, even when it's being used for adorning. And the second price says, no, when it's used for adorning, you're chayev a mezuzah. But both prices are Rehudah. Of course, they're also going to agree to Rav Kana that both prices agree, if it's used for a bathhouse, for sure you're putter. Again, Rehudah holds, stam a storage house is putter, even without bathing. Certainly, if used for bathing, it's putter. Both prices agree to that, according to Rehudah. Homachlekes is, if Nashim HaMaskashta is there, is it going to be chayev or not? We'll keep cheshbon with this, but that's the machlekes of Kana and Rehudah, how to approach these two prices. The Mar is now going to quote another brisa and explain how both, whether it fits according to Rav Kana / according to Rav Yehuda. The time says Gemara. To Tanya, first we elaborate on this idea of what type of a house is fit for a mezuzah. Beischa miyuchlecha, a bais that's miyuchlef you needs mezuzah. Probably beis atevin, the beis atbaker, the beis aitzim, beis haitzrus shepturim mina mezuzah. So that comes to exclude a storage house of straw, of a barn, woodshed, other storages that are put from mezuzah according to the first opinion of the brisa. V'yesh b'chayven, some say yechayven mezuzah. That's very clear. According to Rav Kahana, it's beautiful. The first opinion says a regular storage house is putter. Second opinion says storage house is chayiv. That's like the two prices that the way he quotes it. Okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be a little more shver because he owes that everyone agrees storage house is a putter. So what are these two shitas? You have to say that one's talking about where it's being used for miskashtes, for adornment, and one's old where it's not being used for adornment. We'll see. The Mar is going to spell out for us. Be'emes Amru, the Brisa continues, says Be'emes, they said, usually Be'emes Amru means this is universal. There's no machlokes about this. Be'emes Amru, Beis Akisei, a washroom, Beis Burski, a tannery, which smells, Beis Amerchitz, which also again, it's more of a demeaning type place, or Beis Atvila, a house of mikveh, Shanashim Nesbem, and a place with women make usage of, Paturma Mezuzah, all those places are Pat Mezuzah, that this seems to be according to everyone. Now, the Gemara explains. Rav Kana explained the Braisa according to his reasoning. Rav Yehuda Tatsame, Rav Yehuda explained the Braisa according to his Shita. Very simple. Rav Kana Tatsame, Beischa means Beischa Miyuchla, Beis Tatsame Yuchla View, Pratla Beis Seven, Beis Abako, Beis Eitzel, Beis Eitzeris, all these storage houses are Pater, Shikter Mezuzah, Bistam. A Stam storage house, Pater Mezuzah, and that goes like the second Braisa we quoted, where Rav Kana said that the Braisa holds that Stam storage house is Pater. V'yesh B'chayim V'stam, and there are those that are Mechayev, that's also talking about a Stam storage house, which Rav Kana in the first Braisa, that's the first Braisa actually quoted to Rav Yehuda, he said that it's only putter because the women were bathing there. Without that, it would be chayiv in the storage house. That goes like the other brisa. Be'emes Amru, and Be'emes Amru is Beis Akisi, Beis Abursi, Beis Merchatz, Beis Atvila, the washroom, the tannery, the bathhouse, or the mikveh house, or the storage house that the women make usage of, those were saying are also pater. Mine uses, what does this mean? Reich says, it means they bathe themselves there. So, those are pater mezuzah. Because again, according to Afkana, only when the women bathe themselves there is pater mezuzah. If the women adorn themselves there, then for sure it's chayim mezuzah according to everyone. So that Bem Samro must be talking about where they bathe themselves. Ask the Gemara, you just said base of merchitz. And then you say the place where the women bathe themselves. What's the two things? It says the Gemara, Yachan merchitz. Why is that not considered a repetition of the idea of merchitz? Answers the Gemara, Ashbin merchitz rab, Ashbin merchitz yachid. With Bryce Taka was teaching us a merchitz for the rabbim. That's exempt, like a Beis Akise. Remember, the outhouse wasn't private, then it was kind of more public outhouse. So too, the Beis Amechitz was public. And then we stressed even one of a Yachid. The Mark explains, the Beis Amechitz Rabbah, which has a lot of Zuama, a lot of foul odor, it's constantly in usage. That, for sure, is no good, no Din Mezuzah. Of Amechitz Yachid, a private Amechitz Yachid, Lenefesh Zuma, which doesn't have much Zuma, Eim L'chayim Mezuzah, maybe Shem L'chayim Mezuzah, Kamash Balan, and therefore, it teaches that even a private bathhouse is exempt. Till today, of course, we don't put a mezuzah, obviously, even on our washrooms, but in theory, I mean, this, just to bring out the point of this Gemara about nafesh zuma, le nafesh zuma, our washrooms, yes, maybe when a person is doing their business, it has a foul smell, and it's not kishmak, but this 5 minutes, two minutes later, if it's good ventilation, our washrooms are probably cleaner, I mean, without being too graphic, than the kitchens they had 200 years ago. They're probably in a typical state of cleanliness, more clean than the kitchens they had hundreds of years ago. We're still not going to put a mezuzah on our washroom, but again, the Gemara's logic of maybe the Beis HaMerchitz of a private person is less zuama than that of a rabbim, and therefore maybe have a mezuzah. Therefore, we need its own member to speak out that it's exempt from mezuzah. Okay. By the way, just back to the point I was just saying, we still wouldn't, for sure, no mezuzah. We don't make a bracha in our washroom either, but it's not so pashut how we don't make a bracha because it's miyuchid for using the washroom. But theoretically, if the toilet's flushed and nothing stays there, that's again another key difference. We discussed this in Masechtas Brachos. Our washrooms, nothing stays in the toilet. You flush it and it goes, it's out of the system, it's out in the street. There's nothing there. There's no tzaya, there's no reach even once after a couple minutes, and therefore it could be even making a bracha. Theoretically, we don't do it, but theoretically shouldn't be an issue there either. Rav Yehuda is mitaris the Brisa according to his shita. Remember, Rav Yehuda holds that everyone agrees a regular storage house has no din of a mezuzah. So how is he going to read the Brisa? Rav Yehuda Tzmei Hakadani Beischa Miyuchah, that comes to exclude partly based on Tevin, based on Barker, based on Eitz, based on Eitz, Shaptur mezuzah. That's great. That's part of mezuzah. These places of storage. Afila miskashas. So he's saying that the Tanakhama is saying it's pater even when the women adorn themselves there, it's still going to be pater. And the Yesh Mechayiv is not stam a storage house is chayiv. Vadanat Yesh Mechayiv miskashas. In a case where the women adorn themselves, that's when you'll have a case where that storage house can be chayiv. Aval stam again, the Mar spells out what we just mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda, aval stam divrei kol pater. Stam a storage house according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone would agree. No one, none of the sheets in the Brisa are going to say chayiv. Bam mezamru, base akisi, base abursi, the washroom, the tannery, base amer. The bathhouse, based at tefillah, and the mikvah room. Afisha nashim miskashim. Even if the nashim miskashim is there, between mezuzah and nafesh zuma, they're part of mezuzah because the nafesh zuma. It's very foul. These places are very foul, very smelly. Not a place where it passes where it's fit to have mezuzah. Okay. Says Gemara, we have Yehuda stam debir kol pater, but according to Rabbi was saying that all tenem agree that a stam storage is pater. That seems to be, that's what we keep saying. Rav Kana had a machlekes. The Brisa says Yehuda says no. All Brisas agree a regular storage is exempt. In fact, Gemara about time we learned the Brisa follows b'sharecha on your gates echashar batim echashar chateis echashar medidas echashar eravus v'refes v'lulun is black and white. Whether it's the shahr, the gateways leading to houses, leading to chutzers, leading to medinas, leading to cities, or a stable. Lulun is a chicken coop. Mismatvin, a straw shed. Vaisa Zayin, storehouses of wine. Vaisa Shemin, storehouses of oil. Chayav and mezuzah. Now that's pretty clear. We're talking about storage houses. Yochash Nimar Ba'af, top of Bez. I would think you should include also Vaisa Shahr. Vaisa Shahr, Rashi explains, is like a small. It's like a small room, a small bias in front of the chutzner where people would use it as like a place to stop to fix themselves before they go to the chutzner, or a chadra, a portico, umar peset, or a gallery. I would think they also need a mezuzah. Tamalam are bias. If it says bias, my bias miyuchel adira. Bias is a residence. Yotzei l'shem miyuchel adira. These places are miyuchel adira, and therefore they don't need a mezuzah. But again, a question for you is from Amar Aleph. We already have very clearly these different storage houses. We said are mechuyvim mezuzah. Now according to Avkan, it's not shver. One bias held storage house is mechuyvim mezuzah. One bias held is not. So this bias holds that it's mechuyev, going like the Bryce earlier, but the hell you mechuyev. According to Rav Yehuda, Everyone agrees that I'm a chayiv by a storage house. How is he going to take this brisa? Says more further. We first finish the brisa, and then we'll just conclude. We're not going to have an answer. We're going to conclude that's taka kasha and ruda. Says more further. Yachshi marba af beis akise beis aburski beis amerchas beis tefila. You think you include these foul places as well? Tamalem rabayis ma bayis asla covered af kosla covered yosel shen asla covered. This again is very good. Now this lashon is very good for our washrooms, even our washrooms, right? Only a room that's made for covered is a bayis which is made for covered, but a room or a bayis that's not made for covered does not warrant a mezuzah. Yachshi marba af har bayis. I don't think to include even har bayis. Coming full circle to the beginning of our conversation, v'alishkas the chambers, v'azaris azaris, tamud leimer bayis ma bayis shuchel afkol shuchel bayis is a regular bayis is chayil is not hekdesh. So to all that's not hekdesh, to elu shein kadesh, to exclusion of these that are kadesh. I lishkas behedrin trying to discuss. We start the conversation with lishkas behedrin, and lishkas behedrin was kadesh. So why over there? Why over there is it different? The point is that they want to answer that the exclusion of that which is Kaddish means something which is being used for Kaddish. The Kayan, when he's dwelling there for 7 days, yes, it's for Kaddish purposes that he's there, but he's using it not for Kaddish purposes. He's actually sleeping there, living there, and eating there, eating and sleeping, since it's being used for non Kaddish purposes. Therefore, wouldn't be mezuzah as someone in Darshan, so it's not a makam Kaddish, it's a place that's being used for Kaddish, was the exemption. Okay, but either way, in this brisa, we said right in the beginning that a storage house, whether it's a chicken coop, it's a stable, whether it's storage for wine, for shemen, is exempt. Now, Brisa clearly is talking about just storage, saying it's exempt, and not making any distinctions. L'chayr, that means there is a shita, I'm sorry, saying that it's mechuyev. Take it back, thinking mechuyev. So clearly there's a shita that says that storage house is mechuyev. So even Rabbi Yehuda has to agree that there is at least a Brisa that says so, and Rabbi Yehuda held that no one holds that a storage house is mechuyev. Tiyufta, l'chayr, it's a kasha, it's a raya tofkana, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, it's a raya that there are at least some shita, some Brisa that say that storage houses are obligated in mezuzah. L'maisa Rama paskins that a plain storage house is not required in mezuzah. He does paskin, even though we're saying tiyufta on Rabbi Yehuda, Rama paskins like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Kani, paskin Rav Yehuda. They want to explain because Rav Yehuda is Kana's Rebbe. So even though, I mean, nice if tiyufta in the Gemara, but even though we have a klai, pass like the later Amira, not the early Amira, but when it's a Rebbe to tell me, pass like the Rebbe, and Rav Kana was Rav Yehuda is the Rebbe, they have to pass like Rav Yehuda. L'maisa Shulchan Aruch and Rush argue, and they pass like Rav Kana, a storage house does require a mezuzah, which would fit better, of course, according to Rav Kana, according to Yehuda. No, she tells that storage house needs a mezuzah that fits. Rush Chachanar fit like Agamara that are saying Tiyufta Rabbiuda. Go a couple more minutes. It's late. And if davening Tani from Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Kamei Rava Shisha Sharm Pratuim Mezuzah. Six types of gates are exempt from Mezuzah. Based on Tevin, house of straw. Based on Bakar, barn. Based on Eitzim, woodshed. Based on it's a storage house. Shar Shamadi. The more it's explained, Shamadi is Shar Shein Makar. Shamadi means the gate of a muddy and gate. Shar Shein Makura, a roofless gate. Shar Shein Gavaya Asara, and a gate that's not 10 tefachim high. Do the math. How many gates we have? We had 7. Amle Psachta B'Shisha Psachta B'Shiva. So Rav Shmuel Rida was teaching us from the Rav. Rav says you started with the number 6 and you ended up listing 7. So he said back Shamadi Tanayim, because Shamadi is a machlekes Tanayim. The Tanya Kippa. What's Shamadi? Shamadi is Kippa. Kippa is a curved archway. That's what Shamadi is. We've had this a couple of times in the past of this machlekes. We'll go through it very quickly now. So machlekes the Chamer Meir. We know the dimensions of a proper entranceway doorway to Mechayim Mezuzah is has to be 4 tefachim wide by how tall? 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim tall is very. It's very short. You have to do a little limbo or crouch down to get through. It's about 40 some odd inches high, right? It's way too short to fit through standing up regular. But that's the minimum share for, as an entranceway. You have a status shame entranceway to mechayev in mezuzah. What if you have a keep? A keep is an archway. So we have an archway where you have that the center of it at the tippy top, maybe 10 tefachim high, but the sides, because of arches, the sides don't reach a height of 10 tefachim. We'll call the sides the legs. The legs curve before they hit 10 tefachim. So What's the shear for chiyum mezuzah? Remeir mechayim mezuzah. Remeir is mechayim archway mezuzah. Vachamim paiter vachamim pater the archway for mezuzah. And the Mar explains v'shamet she'im yesh bragla asara shechayim mezuzah. Everyone agrees that if the legs, the sides already have 10 tefachim height before it begins to arch, so of course it's like gara from if you would just have the legs 10 tefachim tall and have a beam right across the top without an arch yechayim mezuzah. Certainly, if it arches the top, then yechayim mezuzah. So what's the machlekes? So the Mar is going to elaborate. Amar Abaye Tkula Mabaye Machlekes Rabbi Chama Rameir. Where the Mechuyim Mezuzah in that case, and Abaye is going to elaborate. Amar Abaye Tkula Mabaye Asar of Ein Brag Lashleisha. Everyone agrees if the height of the center of this of the archway is 10 tefachim tall, but the legs don't even extend 3 tefachim. You don't even have 3 tefachim legs on the side. It starts to curve right in the beginning within 3 tefachim on the ground. Like Kula, it's certainly not Mechuyim Mezuzah. Inami Yesh Brag Lashleisha of Ein Brag Lashleisha. Or if you have legs on the side of the walls, the side walls of the doorway are 3 tefachim tall before they start to curve, and they do curve, but they don't reach to the center of 10 tefachim. Vaiter v'lei klumu. Of course, over there also v'en gvay asara v'lei klumu. Of course, that's not going to be chayim mezuzah either. Le'nechu is the machloikis el begvay asara v'yesh bagel shleisha. If it reaches a height of 10 and it has legs on the side that are 3 tefachim high as well, so you have 3 tefachim high side, it goes straight up. And then it starts to curve, and you don't have, Ein Bracha Arba, you don't have, because the archway now arches in, you don't have four tefachim of width across the top, but Yesh Bel Chayk Lachak Lashlim Arba. Had you squared it off, if you'd square off, make the arch into a rectangle, you'd get your 4x10, your 4x10 tefachim, but you don't have it in reality. Is that enough to Mechaim Zuzah, because the center has 10 tefachim, and the sides of the base have 4 tefachim wide? Is that enough or not? Rameir, Amir Chaykin, Safar Chaykin Hashlam, Rameir says, you do say, you carve it out, and you are Mashlam, you say it's Mechaim Zuzah. Rabban Savi, Echak Hashlam, Rechaim say, we don't say Chaykin to Mashlam to give a share of Mezuzah. Tana Rabban, Beis Kesa, Beis Isha, U Beis Hashutim, Chaykin Mezuzah, a Beis Kesa Shul, a Beis Isha, a house of a woman, or Beis Shuvton, are all Mechayiv Mezuzah. Pshita, why would I think not? It says, Marah Batema, Beis Chav Le'Beisa, Beis Chav, I would think it's your house and not her house. It's written Lashon Zachar. Beis Chav Le'Bateim, your house and not the house of partners. Kamash Malan, that it's still Mechayiv Mezuzah. Ve'machanami. So Taka's good Russia. Maybe Beis Chav excludes a woman's house. Maybe Beis Chav excludes a partner's house. Why Taka? Maybe you Taka not Mechayiv. Says Gemara, Amar Kra, Laman Yirbi Mechem, Maybe Nechem. The Pasuk gives a reasoning for Mezuzah. And the reason is to have long life. Hani Bechayiv, Hani Bechayiv. Are you telling me that women don't Nechayim, partners don't Nechayim? Of course, partners and women both Nechayim, and therefore they're included in Mezuzah. If that's the case, you still have good Russia. So what was the Miat Beis Chav coming to tell me? Kedrav Damrava, Derech Piyascha, Beis Chav Derech Piyascha. How do you put the Mezuzah? Which side? You put it the way you walk in. When a person walks, he typically puts his right foot first. Kari Dimina Akabreshi, he lifts up his right foot first, and therefore Torah is telling us Mezuzah should be put on the side of the house that is on the right side. When a person enters the house, the Mezuzah should be on the right side. Tanya Idach. A similar related sugya that the base Knesset of Shul, a house of partners and a house of Isha, are Matam and Negoyim. Shita, what's the Chiddush? Why would I think there's no din Nega? This is Mamash Leski's Parsha, Negoyim, right? There's no din of Nega and Negoyim on the house of Isha, of Shul, or of Shutvin. Malatim Ubasha Le Abayas, says the Pasuk, Ubasha Le Abayas, Loi Vleila, Loi with the Vav, Leila, not her, Loi Vleila Hem, or his, and not theirs, not plural, not that which belongs to multiple people. So Kamash wanted to know, there is a din of Tsaras on Batim of Shutfin and on a bias belonging to a woman and on her shul. Maybe Taka, maybe the Drush is good Drusha. Maybe Loi is coming to exclude those. It's a general term that includes all houses that have different subject to Tsaras, not just the house of the men. El Loi Lamli, if that's the case, what's the lashon of Loi? Misha b'yachav beis Loi, only a person who is someone that's faced with Negoyim, someone who keeps his house himself, he's selfish. Shana Ritz Lash Kalim, doesn't want to lend out his Kalim, Vaimer. Va'emer Shainlin, he says, I don't have Shakash Bokum Farsim, Shakash Bokum Farsim that he has. You know how? Kishvan is basic, because what does the Pasuk say? That you penis a bias, you go and clean out the house from all the Kalim, you bring him outside before the Kalim passes the house is tummy. Otherwise, all the Kalim will be tummy. And very full circle to surely what you said before the Shirte about Kairis. Halach is that certain Kalim, if they become tummy, you can't retire them. Or what do you got to do? You got to break them. And therefore, in order to protect the guy's money, the pasuk tells us, have the kohen instructs the guy to take all the kelim out of the house, and then he passes that house's tummy. So what's going to happen? This guy who's claiming he doesn't have any kelim to lend, he's going to have to expose it to the people, right? Because you find his basic, which means the pasuk is coming to exclude a person who does lend out his kelim will have a protection of protection from nigei batim. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Asher loy is coming to say, one who keeps stuff for himself, he's subject to nigei batim. One who shares his stuff with others is going to be protected from nigei batim. The Mezuzah continue to discuss whether or not Beis Knesset has negoyim. We'll have to leave that for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.